Hey everyone, I'm thrilled to be here today. We're celebrating my son's second birthday today. He's just the cutest little dude. And we're also celebrating the second anniversary of our podcast journey. It's incredible how quickly time flies, isn't it? I can't believe he's two. I can't believe the podcast is two. And today is about you. It's about our amazing listeners, because without you, none of this would happen. And your unwavering support and encouragement have truly meant the world to us. So in gratitude for your continued support, I have something really special planned. I'm excited to offer 3 lucky listeners complimentary Tallow Cream in exchange for a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. If you're not sure how to do it, don't worry. You just subscribe to the podcast and then you navigate to the bottom of the episode list within your podcast app. And there you'll find a link to write a review. Just take a second to share a brief positive review, click 5 stars, and then send the screenshot of that review to support@eczemakids.com. And your reviews hold immense, immense value to us and to help other parents that are really struggling discover the podcast and all the hopefully invaluable information that it offers. I understand the challenges of dealing with kids' skin issues and poor health, and your support allows me to continue providing this really valuable resource to our community. It's the club that no one wants to be in, but here we are, and that's okay. So thank you for being a part of this incredible journey with me, and I so appreciate your time, and I look forward to many more years of learning and growing and supporting each other. So today we're talking about how we can support our little ones in quelling their eczema itch in the form of supplements. It's a whole world. It's a whole thing. And I know I've bought ones that haven't helped our eczema situation at all, or ones that like my kids just will not take or cannot take. And I'm sure you have too. So no more. I'm here to put a stop to that. Grab your pen and paper. Let's get into it. Welcome to the Eczema Kids Podcast, your go-to source for natural healing and comfort. Are you ready to embark on a journey towards nurturing your child's healthy skin? Well, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Andrew McHugh, and we're here to make your life a whole lot easier. We've got expert insights, heartwarming stories, and practical tips to help you soothe your child's eczema naturally. Get ready for a podcast that's all about child-approved, itch-busting remedies that you can feel good about. We're talking about herbal solutions, eczema-safe nutrition, joyful parenting, and a dash of laughter along the way. Whether you're new to the world of eczema or you're a seasoned pro, this podcast is your one-stop shop for support and information. I've got your back. So grab your favorite cup of herbal tea, cozy up with your little one, and let's dive into the world of eczema, because every child deserves to feel great in their skin. Let's get started. As parents of sweet little eczema babes, we know the relentless battle against the persistent itching and the redness and the discomfort that accompanies the condition. Like, otherwise, it probably wouldn't be that big a deal if it weren't so uncomfortable. It still is a big deal because it's an autoimmune condition, which is why in our quest for relief, we explore a lot of different things, a lot of various avenues, and that includes supplements and we want to, you know, address the root cause and soothe our little one's irritated skin. And in my experience, I found that incorporating certain supplements can play a huge role in quelling eczema itching and promoting overall skin health and promoting overall health in general. So that's tough because kids, right? And supplements, it's tough. It's a tough mix. And on top of that, most kid-friendly supplements have not just like sugar and additives, but other eczema triggers that just don't jive with our kids' tummies and digestive systems, which is why we need supplements in the first place. So it's hard to find the right ones. And we're also trying to quell the itch in the here and now. So I'm going to give you the nutrients that are a must have in your pantry or medicine cabinet or wherever you keep your vitamins and such to help you calm down your sweet little babe's histamine response. If you want to hear more about histamine and its role in how it evokes itching and all of that interplay, then go back to episode 106 a couple weeks ago and we get into that. So we know ultimately our goal in supplementing is not just to alleviate symptoms, right? Like, we're not interested in band-aiding the condition. We want to proactively support our kids' health from within, and we want to provide them with the relief and comfort that they need and deserve. So there's a few things going on behind the curtain inside our little eczema kiddos that is making them like extra itchy. There's sensitivities and allergies and a lack of diversity in their microbiome and their mast cells, which is like a type of immune cell. Those are activated, which is inundating their systems with histamine and other inflammatory mediators. And that's why side note, that's why I recommend testing once their symptoms have calmed down a little bit, because otherwise you can spend a few $1,000s and a lot of time at a doctor's office and maybe traumatize your sweet little one with blood draws and such, and just to find out, you know, like exactly what we just talked about, that there's a lack of microbiome diversity, that their mast cells are activated, that they have sensitivities and allergies. It's like, yes, that is apparent. So I want to save you the time and money, and that is why I recommend that at the very end. So do this first, do the supplements first. This is what we're trying to accomplish when in taking supplements. Like, we're trying to overcome the nutrient deficiencies that are 100% there if your kid is exhibiting eczema symptoms. Like, that means there are nutrient deficiencies, and there's common ones for eczema specifically. We're trying to uptick glutathione production. That's your number one detoxification molecule. It's a liver enzyme, and it's necessary for clearing this condition and for, you know, reversing autoimmunity in general, and also general health. We're also trying to address gut dysbiosis and like heal and seal leaky gut. Like, gut dysbiosis means there's more bad bugs than there are good bugs inside the gut lining. Then you start to see things like eczema and allergies and asthma and all the fun things. We're looking to reboot the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is clogged in our little eczema kiddos case. Like, that's basically the trash system of our bodies. And if that's not pumping and flowing, if it's stagnant in any way, toxins can't come out proper channels and it starts to emit through the skin. We're also looking to reduce overall inflammation. Their whole systems are on high alert, right? They're responding to everything because the white blood cells are going bananas, and we need to calm that whole thing down. We're also helping the body metabolize fructose and glucose for energy. We're opening up bile ducts so our kids can metabolize fat better. Like, I don't know if you've noticed, like, if they have a high fat meal, they likely have stomach aches after. It's because they're not emulsifying their fats properly. We're also helping the stomach create the right amount of HCL so they can effectively break down their foods, and especially their dense foods like protein and hard to digest foods. We're also looking to optimize liver function and optimize their detox pathways, which again, there's some liver stagnation along with lymphatic stagnation happening in the case of eczema, and the toxins need a way out. Your body wants to get rid of them, but in this case, it's coming out through the skin. That's not what we want. We want it to go through the proper channels, like urine and sweat and poop, you know? These are the supplements that I recommend to target not only everything that I talked about just now, but then also just like specifically address that itch. One, you're going to want omega-3s. They're fatty acids. They're found in fish oil supplements. It really helps bring down the inflammation and also helps reduce the itching and the dryness that comes with eczema. Probiotics are essential as well. Rotating them, different strains, is ideal, and that supports gut health and immune function. Vitamin D is a super important one. It plays a really important role in our immune function and skin health. Ideally, that vitamin D comes from the sun, ideally in the morning, without chemical sunscreens covering their skin. That's the most bioavailable form. I realize it is March. We're in Denver. It's cold. Do what you can. Supplement the rest, but be careful not to overdo on vitamin D. It's easy to do. And then quercetin is a flavonoid, and it's found in a lot of different fruits and vegetables. We talked about that in episode 106 as well, but it also is available as a supplement, and it has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties, and that really helps bring down the itching and the inflammation associated with, you know, sensitivities and just allergic reactions in general. And I prefer quercetin, a natural antihistamine, way over Benadryl, I'm sure you would have guessed. I've certainly succumbed to crying in the middle of the night, and I've given my kids Benadryl so that everyone in the home can get some sort of peace and sleep. But you don't want to resort to this very often because it creates dry mouth and blurred vision and constipation. Urinary retention is like a big one. And then mostly it stunts growth. And this is what childhood is for, is like growing, right? And building their tissues. So, and also it's just not treating the problem at all. It's just band-aiding and nothing is getting resolved, and they're stunting their growth, and it's just not a long-term strategy. But quercetin, including quercetin in your diet and supplementing quercetin, that is a long-term strategy, but you also won't have to do it long-term when you follow the plan. Because the itching and the redness and the uncomfortableness and the sadness, it'll be relieved because they will have clear, comfortable skin because you are the kind of parent that is going to see it through. You're going to feed them an eczema healing diet. You're going to give them the nourishing skincare that their little cell receptors need. You're going to do what you need to do to clean up your home, to turn it into a safer, less triggering place to be. And if you need more tips on that, check out last week's episode 107. And that goes through a whole host of things that you can do just in your home, very inexpensively, to really help your kids bring down their histamine levels and make, you know, the environment that they spend most of their hours in safer. And then you're going to give them the supplements they need to fill those nutritional gaps and to get them over the hump. So I also wanted to talk about zinc. Zinc is a super essential mineral, plays a vital role in skin health and wound healing, so necessary for our little eczema babes. You know, it also helps immune function and bring down those histamine levels and relieve itching. And that's the goal. So we have a kid-friendly plan with all the supplements, the exact supplements, how to do it, all inside the course. Pill swallower or not, you've got this in the Clear Skin Kids course. You can go check that out at the website, eczemakids.com. And then another way to get inflammation and histamine-reducing herbs into your little one's tissues is through herbal oils. And they're just like oral supplements. They can be a really valuable addition to your arsenal in managing eczema and promoting skin health. So when they're applied topically, the oils penetrate the skin and they deliver those nourishing compounds directly into the affected areas. Just as oral supplements work internally to support various bodily functions, the herbal oils also do that same thing. They soothe inflammation, hydrate dry skin, and fortify the skin barrier. It's just like a concentrated dose of those nutrients and beneficial compounds that you don't have to swallow, and they're absorbed through the skin, which is your largest organ. So the herbal oils are a concentrated dose of nutrients and beneficial compounds that are absorbed through the skin, just like how supplements are absorbed through the digestive system. And I talk about how to make herbal oils in the Clear Skin Kids course, but I know as a parent of doing all the things, like, you might not have time or the resources, or you probably don't have the materials on hand to make your own herbal oils right now. And gathering the materials and waiting for the ingredients to arrive and learning and the doing, it can be a little overwhelming when you're also dealing with an itchy, scratchy, red, sad kid. So I so know this, like, I'm learning to make water kefir right now. It takes a minute just to learn something new in the kitchen, but I've totally got you there. The Eczema Kids Herbal Oil is tailor-made for your little one, and it's baby and toddler-friendly, designed to support lymph movement. It boosts the skin barrier. It provides deep moisturization because of its lipophilic properties. Like, the Eczema Kids oil is extracted from eczema-safe, eczema-healing plants and herbs, rich in bioactive compounds, and they have a special affinity for fats. Like, that means it penetrates deep, deep into the skin, and it carries along all those really wonderful nutrients and vitamins and antioxidants into your child's skin, and it nourishes it from the inside out. So if you're tired of dealing with the flare-ups or just tired and want to help your kid's skin right now, I highly suggest giving that a try. You can find that on the website, eczemakids.com. Go to the Soothing Skincare tab and you can find it there. That wraps up our part 3 of 3 itch busting series here on the Eczema Kids podcast. To recap, you're going to need to get in some omega-3s, some probiotics, vitamin D, quercetin, zinc, and herbal oil to effectively manage your kid's itch. You can do this. I sincerely applaud your dedication and your efforts. Enter to win the Eczema Soothing Tallow Cream. Oh my gosh, it feels like butter, guys. It is a game changer. The whole skincare system, the herbal oil, the anti-itch spray, the cream, it is the best way I know how to support you right now. All the other things, when you have a systematic plan, you will start to see results. You will start to see the reversal of this condition, and you will start to uncover a healthier and happier kid. But that takes a little bit of time. This eczema specific skincare, like we just talked about, it's able to penetrate the tissues because fat likes fat. That's how it delivers the nutrients into the tissues, into the bloodstream. Our skin is our largest organ. We don't want to be putting any junk that's going to further stagnate their liver. And we don't want to put on anything that's going to dry the skin, like alcohols and coconut oil. And it's the best way to deliver these nutrients into your little babes, because you're bypassing the digestive system that's a little bit bruised right now, and you're bypassing the liver, which is also a little bit bruised. And I just want to see you all successful. So give it a try. eczemakids.com/soothingskincare. And friends, you're doing amazing. I will talk to you next week. Take care. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Eczema Kids Podcast. We hope you found valuable insights and support for your child's eczema journey. Remember, you're not alone in this, and our community is here to help. Join our Facebook group, Eczema Solutions for Kids, to connect with other parents, share experiences, and discover natural healing strategies. And if you enjoyed today's episode and want to help other parents find comfort and solutions for their kids, please take a moment to leave a 5-star rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback makes a huge impact and spreads awareness about our mission. Stay tuned for more empowering conversations, expert advice, and stories of triumph over eczema. Together, we can create a supportive network and make a positive difference in the lives of eczema families everywhere. Thank you for being a part of the Eczema Kids Podcast community, and until next time, take care and be well.